When it says submitting one to another, husband and wife in the fear of the Lord, what is it talking about? When it says one to another, that means mutual submission on the part of the wife, mutual submission on the part of the husband. It's both of you submitting to the proper authority, and that is Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Good day, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us for Love Never Fails. Today, Pastor Bill concludes the message from the Epistle of Ephesians. Submitting to one another is. Now, let's listen in.
Did you notice that it doesn't say wives obey your husband? Doesn't say that, does it? Okay. And if you're single, you better listen good, because one day you're going to get married and you're going to say, that doesn't mean to obey. No, go down to chapter 6, verse 1. Who obeys their parents? Children. Wives don't obey their husbands. Now, I know I'm probably going to get a lot of email right there, you know, but that's okay with me. No, if you study this out, when it says submitting one to another, husband and wife in the fear of the Lord, what is it talking about? When it says one to another, that means mutual submission on the part of the wife, mutual submission on the part of the husband. Does that make sense? It's both of you submitting to the proper authority, and that is Jesus Christ, our Lord. So the major emphasis on and here in chapter 5, beginning from verse 21 all the way to chapter 6, down to verse 9, I think it is, it's not even really talking about. The major topic is not the submissiveness of women. The major emphasis in that text is on the God-given authority that God has given and how you operate in His authority. Does that make sense? That's what these scriptures are about. So, loved one, listen to me, especially women. Submit is not a bad word. I know that man has made it a bad word. Churches have made it a bad word. The world has made it a bad word. Even pastors have made it a bad word. But it's not a bad word. That word did not originate in the heart of man. It originated in the heart of God. It is a love word. And man, submit is a love word from heaven. It's a glorious word. And it's only for the Christian. So remember when Peter was writing there in 1 Peter 5:5, he writes this, likewise, you younger people, here it comes, submit yourselves to your elders. That's the word of God. Remember the command in verse 21, submitting yourselves, every believer, but also husband and wife, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of Christ. We are to love one another. And you know, you have respect for your elders and so forth. It says, yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud. He gives grace to the humble. So we will never be submissive one to another if we are not first submissive and want to be submissive to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. James, in James 4:7, he says, therefore, submit to God. In other words, align your will up with the will of God. He says, therefore, submit unto God. He says, resist the devil, and he will run or flee from you. So the area in marriage, for example, when a couple, when they refuse to be submissive in that area, that is going to be the area of their attack. Now listen, I say this with love. I'm not trying to beat anybody up this morning. But you know, if you counseled, if you did as much marriage counseling that I have done and still do, you would be a little stern with stuff like this, okay? You know, if a husband and wife, if you have any other theology about marriage that is contrary to the Word of God, the teaching of the Word of God, I say this with love, you need to change your theology. You need to do that. Jesus is your Lord, and only the Creator of marriage has the right to shape your marriage, design your marriage, and place us in our God-given roles. Mutual submission means absolutely nothing to the believer if they refuse to obey verse 21 and believe verse 21. All the other verses in marriage with them, they're just meaningless. See, if submitting yourselves one to another, husband and wife, in the fear of Christ, if you're not in agreement, both of you, what does God's word say? In other words, in marriage, is it the husband's will or the wife's will or is it God's will? That's called the fear of Christ, isn't it? Submitting yourselves, mutual submission, one to another. So, husband, it's not your will that you're looking for. It's not the wife's will. God, what is your will for us in this marriage? The decisions that we make, you go to the Word of God. Do you understand? The Word of God is premier in your marriage, in your walk, and all the rest of it. So if you're not in agreement, how can you raise your children the right way? You see, if you just have a video in your mind about what marriage is or raising your children, and you don't know what God's Word says, well, you're not going to be, both of you are not going to be in agreement. And the Bible says, how can two walk together if they're not in agreement? So that is vital that that happens. So there are those right now, and I say this with deep, deep love now. Listen to me, husband and wife. Some of you, you don't want to come to church because of health issues, and I support you. I love you. You stay safe. You keep your mask on. You shelter in place. Do whatever's necessary, you know. But there are other believers, husbands and wives, kids, they're there. They're listening maybe online right now. Maybe they're not. They may be, you know, at Six Flags, or they may be over there or over here, but they won't come to church because they're afraid to come to church, and this is the safest place you can be, but they don't mind going out there to restaurants and all the rest of it. Would you say that's kind of wrong? Yeah, that's called the forsaking of the assembling of yourselves together is a habit of some. You know, that's wrong. So, you know, if you feel safe out at an amusement park or whatever's happening out there today, at a restaurant, then you would feel comfortable here. So with all that being said, now that I got that out, that was pretty good on my part. Submitting one to another in the fear of Christ. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. Now, the only reason you submit is the fear of the Lord, not your will, but God's will. So mutual submission, submitting yourselves one to another, mutual submission is based on the fear of Christ. Now, to not obey verse 21 means that you cannot walk as Jesus walked on this earth. Remember, 1 John 2:6, he who says he abides in him, meaning Christ, ought to walk even as he walked. Well, if you're not going to be submissive one to another, then you're in trouble because Jesus Christ is the greatest example of submission in the world. Amen? He died for the sins, our sins, willingly died for the sins of the world. The Bible says this in Philippians 2:5. Paul says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, meaning his attitude and so forth, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Robbery means he didn't consider it a treasure to just hold on to and never just keep at all costs. No, why? Well, Jesus is God. Amen? See, Jesus came to this planet, loved one, listen, born of a virgin. He became the God-man. He was obedient to the Father, came to this earth. Listen, he wasn't thinking about himself. He was thinking about you. He was thinking about me. He was thinking about others. Amen? To die for the sins of the world. It says, he made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, the lowest place on the ladder, loved one. And coming in the likeness of men and being found in the appearance of man, listen to what Jesus did. He humbled himself and became obedient, submitting, you see, obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. So Jesus is God. He came from heaven. He came to this earth, and they put him on a cross and said he was a criminal and butchered him, and he died. And then he rose from the dead, and he ascended unto heaven. Amen? Yeah, so what does that mean? It means that Jesus was submissive to the Father. How can any Christian or how can any Christian couple be proud? Oh, listen. No. Jesus came into the world. Remember at the baptism of the Lord? Do you hear from heaven? This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Go through the Gospel of John and see how Jesus was said, all that I do, all that I see my Father do, that I do. I do not do anything else except what I see my Father do. In John 10:17, Jesus said this, my Father loves me because I lay down my life and I take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down myself. I have authority to lay it down. I have power to take it up again. Here it comes. This command I receive from my Father. Jesus, the Son of God, submitted himself to the Father's will. Mutual submission, husband, wife, mutual submission is based on the fear of Christ. Loved one, listen, if you do marriage any other way, And what I say right now, I love you and I say with tenderness, if you do marriage any other way than God's way, you are saying, husband, wife, you are saying you're wiser than God, the creator of marriage, the creator of male and female. If it is your will and not God's will, then Jesus is not the Lord of your marriage. And that is so desperately needed today. Satan loves Christians. They love the Lord. They come to church. They don't know where Ephesians 5 is. And if they did, they don't practice Ephesians 5. They build their marriage on sand instead of the rock. Amen? And I'll tell you, Satan loves it. He cannot wait to send the floods and the storms and the rain and see and watch your marriage fall. Mutual submission is based, again, not your will, not your husband's will, not the wife's will, but God's will, is based upon the fear of Christ. Proverbs 1:7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning. In your marriage, if you haven't started there, right there, then you haven't started at all. Now, it tells us here that husbands and wives, why do they practice mutual submission? It says in verse 22, it says, as to the Lord. It's where the husband, I just want to do what God wants. The wife, I just want to do what God's want. Can you be in any better agreement than that? Amen? Now, what I want you to do, follow me through these scriptures. We're going to cover them in depth later. But follow me beginning in chapter 6. I want to just show you something. Chapter 6, verse 1, children, obey your parents how? In the Lord. What does that mean? It says in the Lord. It means that children are the Lord's representatives as well. Listen, the Bible teaches that children are the heritage of the Lord. They belong to Him. Amen? So you have children. Guess what? They belong to God. You're stewards over those children, right? Come on. Yeah, we're all going to give an account to the Lord on how we've handled our giftings, how we've our marriage, and so forth, you know. So here he says, listen, children, obey your parents, and here's how you need to do it. You do it in the Lord. You love the Lord. You do it for the Lord. Why? This is right. It's the only right thing a child can do. Look at verse 4 of chapter 6. Fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath or to anger, but here's what you do. Bring them up, and literally bring them up tenderly in the training and admonition of what? Of the Lord. So training and admonition, that word literally means to instruction, putting God's word in their mouth, in their heart, if you will, and training, discipline. Now, look at verse 5. Bondservants, be obedient to those who are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart. And who are they doing it for and whom? As Christ. In other words, as service to Jesus Christ himself. Don't do it with eye service to be seen by someone. He says, as men pleasers, but as bond servants of Christ doing the will of God, see, there it is, not their will, not the employer's will. No, not you don't serve man, you serve God, amen? So it says, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord, not to man, and knowing whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether slave or free. And you masters, do the same thing. Give up threatening, knowing that your master is also in heaven. There's no partiality with him. Now, we don't obey these because they're good and right, and they are good and right. We obey them. Why? Because Jesus is our Lord. This is the Word of God. No, that's why we do those things. The Christian and the Christian marriage, loved one, they are governed by one person and one person only. We are the body of Christ. Jesus Christ is the head of the church. We submit to him. Amen? Do you understand? That's the fear of Christ. The fear of Christ is what rules and governs marriages and Christians as well. So the fear of Christ is to submit to the one who has been given all authority in heaven and upon this earth. Remember what we talked about a couple of weeks ago or whenever it was, the verse there, therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. But, well, yeah, there it is. I just read all of it. It's submitting one to another, husband and wife. in the fear of Christ. When you think about the fear of Christ, what do you really think it is in a way? I mean, I know we're to reverence the Lord, worship the Lord, and love the Lord. Man, listen, but when I think of what fearing Christ is, it's deeper than that for me, and I know it is for you as well. See, it's the fear of Christ is, well, grieving Him, disappointing Him. You remember whenever Peter, when the Lord told him, he said, oh, Peter, you know, you want to die for me. Let me tell you what you're going to do. Before the rooster crows, you're going to deny me three times. I'll never deny you. You know, Peter, you know. So there's Peter. Jesus has been taken prisoner. They've beaten him senseless. It's horrible. He's walking through the praetorium, and Peter's outside. He's been warming his hands with the world, you know, and they're asking him about the Lord. I don't know him. I never known him and all that. And he denies him three times. The rooster crows. What happened in that scene? Remember what happened? Jesus is walking through the praetorium. He's bound. He's been beaten bloody. And Peter looks up, and Jesus, he sees Jesus. And Jesus is looking right at him. And I promise you that Jesus wasn't with the eyes of hate or whatever, none of that, but with love. And what did Peter do? Because he sinned. He did what he never wanted to do. He denied the Lord. He went out and he wept bitterly. That is what we must do. The same effect should be upon all of us. That when we in marriage, husbands, wives, submitting yourselves one to another, how? Your will, Lord. See, to not do that should make us weep, loved one. The Bible has already told us, what is it in 5:1? It tells us, therefore, imitate God as dear children, as his own children, the offspring of God. Walking in love, just as Jesus loved us, forgiving one another, being good one to another, walking in light, walking in wisdom, walking in discernment, walking in the will of God. You know, the Bible teaches us that we love Him because He first loved us. He died for us. When we think of the fear of Christ, you need to look at it like this. It is the language of love. If John 3:16 doesn't move a believer, for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. Whoever believes and not perish, have everlasting life. If that doesn't move the husband and wife to submit, nothing is ever going to move them to submit. Nothing at all. Submit is not a bad word. It is a beautiful word. It is a word from heaven. It is the very first step in having marriage God's way. Now listen, I love you. You know that I love you. And I hate it when I see marriages in trouble, and I see so many. And what I tell you right now, I say with deep tenderness, I say with deep love, if Jesus Christ is not the Lord of your marriage, you do not fear Christ. You don't fear the Lord. And that's just the Word of God and the truth. Ecclesiastes 12:13 says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Keep His commandments. Why? Listen to what he says. For this is man's all. That means it's the whole duty of man. If Christ is our Lord, the whole duty is love Him, fear Him, keep those commandments. What did Jesus say in John 14:15? He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, that's what I want you to do. The Word of God says in 1 John 5:3, this is love for God. What? What is love for God? That we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. You know, love for God, see, is much more than saying, Lord, I love you. Like in my prayer time this morning, I said, Lord, I love you, Lord. Worshiping and praising, there's nothing wrong with that. But see, love for God is much more than saying, I love you. The Bible teaches that we can honor God with our lips, but our heart can be far from Him. Amen? No. See, love for God is not demonstrated by words, it's demonstrated by doing. James 1:22, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. It takes us all the way back to what we've already been learning. Every Sunday I use the same scripture, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, where we walk worthy of our calling. Remember, worthy means a set of scales. It means balanced on each side. Here's doctrine. Here's application. This is to hear God's word. This is to do God's word. If you only hear God's word, hear God's word, hear God's word. Whatever you get one side and you never do it, then what happens? You don't have a balanced walk. So we hear God's word, we apply God's word, and that's how we walk worthy of our calling. Submitting yourselves, husbands and wives, submitting one to another in the fear of Christ. Wives, submit to your own husbands as unto the Lord. Husbands, I want you to look at something with me in verse 22, okay? Right there where it says the word husbands. You see that word? That's anera in the Greek. It means, that word is translated man, all right? So what is God saying? He's saying, husband, be a man. Grow up. You're married now. Husband, be a man, meaning you be the Lord's man. Does that make sense? That is so vital. Why do I say that? If you could sit with me in counseling, of course, now we don't do counseling unless it's online, and some people come here, but we social distance about 400 feet. We use a megaphone. The husband and wife, they're on the couch, married 10 years. I know they love one another. And the wife looks down and she says, my number one complaint is this. I love him. I want to be with him the rest of my life. But the problem is that in all of our marriage, he's never taken over the spiritual leadership of our home. Men, the Bible says husbands, that word means man. Be God's man. Be a man. Instead of your wife always, she's the one who gets the kids to church. She's the one that teaches the kids to pray. She's the one that teaches the kids how to read the Bible. She's the one that answers all the questions. That shouldn't be like that. You are the spiritual leader of your home. Amen? Amen. I could tell I didn't get a big one on that. No, that's just the word of God. You know, you need to do those things. No. And wives, I want you to think about something. Again, submit is a love word. Why? Look what it says, verse 22, wives, submit to your own husbands. And how is it that you do submit? What is it? As to the Lord. Now that command, listen to me now, elevates that to all the way to heaven. It is a high command. It is holy, man. It is filled with love. And what is he saying? You be the Lord's woman. Husband, you be the Lord's man. You follow the Lord. You submit unto him. Listen, here's what I've learned about women in the church, married women, all women actually. A woman that loves Jesus Christ will do anything for Jesus Christ. I mean, I just have seen it, the sacrifice over and over and over and over. And ladies, here's what I want you to do. I want you to do a Bible study, okay? It would benefit you greatly. I want you to search the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Just the Gospels. You search the Gospels, and here's what you're going to find. You will never find one woman treating Jesus Christ badly. You'll never are speaking evil of him or are harming him in every way. You know what you will find? You will find the women who knew Jesus in the New Testament. Not only did they honor him, not only did they anoint his feet with their tears and anoint his body for burial, but they loved him with all of their heart. So submitting to one another is what? Very easy. Submitting one to another in the fear of Christ is mutual submission in your marriage. It's not her will. It's not your will. It's both of you agreeing with God's will. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for those that are present, those that are listening live, those, Lord, maybe their marriage is in trouble. I pray not, but if it is, I pray that this is penetrated into their heart, embedded in their heart, that they have to start at verse 18. They have to obey that command. They have to obey verse 21, the command, Lord, or they can never do verse 22. Help them. Oh, Lord, set Ephesians chapter 5 on fire in the heart of every marriage that needs it. I thank you for that. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, and the church says, amen.
We hope you'll join us tomorrow to continue Pastor Bill's study from Ephesians with us. And as always, we thank you for listening to the program today. Be blessed, and so long for now. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.